I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, the American Cancer Society, making strides against breast cancer. Their walk is coming up on Sunday, and it is October 6th, and this is where the money gets raised. These funds that are raised on the walk day are going to help save lives from breast cancer. It's happening at Bushnell Park in Hartford. With us today is Erica Cruz from Making Strides of Greater Hartford. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
I love October walks because it's not too hot. Mm-hmm. You get to enjoy some fall colors. And Bushnell Park is just beautiful. And
yeah,
it's sure to be a great day. And October, of course, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it all makes sense and all ties together. Now, each event going on across the country, because Making Strides events happen all over. This is the one we have going on for Greater Hartford. It's 3 to 5 miles, right?
Correct.
Non-competitive. It's just a great way for people to get out and support someone that they love who is battling breast cancer, someone they've lost to breast cancer, raising awareness and raising money. And it really does go to some pretty innovative research going on right here in Connecticut.
Yes, it does.
It's a celebration.
Yep.
Now, what time does this walk start?
So registration opens at 8 a.m.
Okay. Can they do this all ahead of time? Can people get registered right now?
They can most certainly register a team and start fundraising immediately.
Awesome. And that's easy enough to do.
Yes, it is. You just log into our website. It's makingstrideswalk.org/GreaterHartfordCT. And there's a link to lead or register a team. And yep. They can go ahead and register, raise funds. And then on walk day, you can sign your team in at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
There's a survivor reception at 9 o'clock a.m., and that's a reception that honors our survivors and their caregivers. It provides them a free breakfast.
And that's always a great,
it's awesome.
A great event, because you get to see everybody come together.
Exactly.
And you see the T-shirts, you know, how many years they're out from survival. And it's really pretty inspirational.
It is.
Now, if you are wanting to be a team leader, you can help Making Strides event be successful. The first thing you need to do is get a team together.
Yes.
And this is a great way for you and your friends to get out on a Sunday morning and spend the day together fundraising and getting out there and doing great things for your community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, this doesn't have to be, you can do this at work, you can do this at home, and it's at the end of the event, your team has a fun day walking and raising money. If you don't want to lead your own team, you can join an existing team as well. And they can just pick and choose, right?
Exactly. You can. I know our teams that are currently registered would be more than happy to have more people join their teams, stranger or not.
I'm sure that there's some pretty healthy competition going on out there as well.
There is.
Now, tell me where all this money goes.
So the money raised through the Making Strides Walk in Hartford goes towards 3 areas of our work at the American Cancer Society. So it goes towards research, of course, because that is why we do what we do, is to find a cure mm-hmm. for cancer and breast cancer, of course. Right now, we have 5 breast cancer research grants out of Connecticut, which is awesome.
Yes, because you know what? There's a lot of innovative technology happening, like with all the laboratories and all the great schools and colleges that we have doing research right here in Connecticut. And these are the things that are going to be the innovators and the things that are going to be making changes in the health of many, many people right here in Connecticut. And Connecticut, for people who don't know, has a pretty high incident rate of breast cancer. And it's not because we live here and we get more breast cancer than anywhere else. It's because we have more prevention measures being taken. People in Connecticut are ahead of the game. We make sure that we're getting checked out and we're making sure we're getting our neighbors checked out.
Absolutely.
Mammograms and early detection.
It's extremely important.
And the money goes towards that as well.
And the other 2 areas are our programs and our services. So we offer our programs like our Road to Recovery program, which gives folks, it's like an Uber for cancer patients.
Yeah, because so, there's a lot of doctor's appointments involved.
Exactly. So anyone who, you know, needs a ride to, to their cancer treatment center, it might be really inconvenient for them and for their caregivers to give them a ride. A lot of times they're tired. Of course, they can't drive themselves. Mm-hmm. And they need a ride. They need access to their cancer treatment center. So we provide a service. It's called Road to Recovery, where they can go ahead, sign up through our cancer.org website and get a ride to their cancer treatment center for free. So funds go to services and programs like that. And we also have a 1-800 number that's a 24-hour a day, 7-day-a-week number where cancer patients can call in or their caregivers can call in. And our trained researchers or our trained representatives will talk with them about any questions that they may have.
Now, how many years has the event been going on in Bushnell Park in Hartford?
This is going to be our 25th year.
25th year. Oh, yeah. My God. That's so amazing. Now, where does the whole event set up? Like, where does the walk start?
The walk starts next to the stage.
Okay.
And it goes through the perimeter.
So it's all along the outside of the park.
Exactly.
It's going to be a beautiful day in downtown Hartford. And if you're trying to think up ways that you want to set up your team and start fundraising for the event happening on Sunday, October 6th, you guys have really hooked people up with great tools that they can use to set attainable and achievable goals. But, I mean, you've got PDF files, team leader guides, fundraising handouts. You've done all the legwork for
them. Yes, we try to make it very easy. And then we're always here to help if they have any questions about how to fundraise. If they need any materials from us, definitely just a call away.
So we're still in September. You still have time to get your team together and to make sure that you've got everybody on board, getting their donations in, collecting donations. You can even do Dress Casual Fridays. They've got flyers for you to hang up at your workplace for that as well. And you know what? Ideas on how to get yourself more money coming in for your team. And it really is just a great opportunity for you guys to get a co-workers, get friends together, and just have a great fall morning out Bushnell Park in downtown Hartford. Now, let's talk more about all the great work that the American Cancer Society does. Now, we talked a little bit about the getting people rides to and from, but there's a million things that the American Cancer Society does for cancer patients right here in Connecticut.
Yeah, absolutely. Our other services, I mentioned our 1-800 number. I mentioned Road to Recovery. We have a wig program where if, you know, a lot of times cancer patients, of course, lose their hair, eyebrows because of the treatment that they're getting. So,
and that's got that does a lot to someone's self-esteem. You're already beaten down. Chemotherapy and radiation is difficult.
Yes.
It's physically taxing. You feel terrible and you lose your hair, and that's, it becomes a part of who people are.
Yes.
So it's a great way for you to regain some pride. You feel pretty.
Yes, feel pretty again. Although, interestingly enough, what I see a lot is cancer patients go through so much as it is that a lot of them, when they lose their hair, they could care less.
Yeah.
And they sport it proudly because that's really all in that moment that they are losing, and they're proud of that.
And in the big scheme of things, hair is nothing.
Is nothing, exactly.
But a wig sure does help. It makes you feel
yes,
pretty good.
Yes, it does.
And you guys have Avon as a sponsor for the event as well.
Yes, Avon is our national presenting sponsor. So they've sponsored all of our walks across the United States.
Because let's think about this. Everybody knows somebody who has been affected by cancer, and nearly 250,000 people will be diagnosed with cancer this year. That's a 250,000 people. This could be your mother. This could be your sister, your daughter, your wife. It could be your husband, too, because
exactly.
Men are not excluded from breast cancer. It affects everybody. These Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walks are happening. So anyone who's been touched by breast cancer won't have to face the diagnosis alone. You'll really see and get a feeling of community. This is what you do to raise awareness and money to fund the research and all these support services as well.
Yes, it is. And on those statistics, that's actually 1 in 3 people that will be diagnosed with cancer.
That's
1 in 3. I know, that's crazy. And 1 in 8 people, women specifically, will be diagnosed with breast cancer.
So this is the deal. On Sunday, October 6th, get your team together. Bushnell Park is going to be flowing with pink t-shirts and people who have survived and people who have lost loved ones to breast cancer. And the walk is going to be amazing. So if you want to get your team together and set your fundraising goals, organize some fundraising events in the next couple weeks, you could do casual Friday at work, bake sales. You can get the kids to return cans at the grocery store, whatever it takes to raise money and lead a team through the fun walk day event. Let's take a walk through the walk itself. So the morning starts at 8 a.m. with registration. Where do we go from there?
Okay, so registration begins, like you said, at 8 a.m. The survivor reception is at 9 a.m., and that gives survivors the opportunity to have breakfast, them and two of their caregivers. It gives them the opportunity to enjoy breakfast. We get breakfast sponsored from a local business mm-hmm. here in the greater Hartford area. And it's a lovely breakfast. They always look forward to it every year, of course. Then our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors who sponsored the events, line the event area with their tables. There's going to be a health and wellness table, or a tent rather. There's going to be Hartford Healthcare there, UConn Health, who sponsored our survivor tent, and a number of other businesses who sponsored us will line the tent. Avon, of course, will be there as well if anyone needs
skin so soft.
Yes. and then there will be the walk that begins at 10 a.m., and that goes through the perimeter of Bushnell Park.
All the way around the outside.
All the way around the outside, exactly.
And you really get inspired watching people cheering and singing and dancing, and there'll be music. And it's really a sight to be seen if you've never attended one of the Making Strides event. Really, you have to see this. It's pretty cool. And you know what? If you can't make it to the Hartford event on the 6th, if you're not around October 6th, there's Making Strides of Litchfield. There's Making Strides of New Haven. We have New London County, too. I mean, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot because cancer is everywhere. And breast cancer is everywhere, of course. Everyone knows someone who's been affected. So we, the American Cancer Society, tries to make a presence in every town just to ensure that we're covering all of our areas, especially here in Connecticut.
Now, if you are looking to join a team or make a team, where can people head on over to get themselves involved?
MakingStridesWalk.org/GreaterHartfordCT.
And just remember that the American Cancer Society would not be a successful entity without the help of generous donations and events like this and volunteers. So you're thinking about, you know, you're raising money and you're doing all these great things, but this is the stuff that helps to fund life-saving breast cancer research. This is the stuff that's finding new things that can help make treatment easier. It may not necessarily just be a cure for cancer, but it might make something that, you know, whether it's Reiki or having a nurse navigator and helping you organize all your appointments, whether it's, you know, having a group to talk to of people who are going through the same stuff as you. This is all the money that goes towards these valuable, crucial patient care programs and then education and prevention initiatives as well.
Yep.
It's helping thousands of people across the globe. But most importantly, these Making Strides walks are helping people right here in the state of Connecticut. That's why it's so important. And we're asking you to take part in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event happening on Sunday, October 6th. This is where you make a difference and fundraise, because when you do, you're helping the lives of people with breast cancer. Thank you so much for coming in today and joining us for Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. If you're in the car right now, don't worry. We're going to make sure that we have all this information up on our website, and we're going to get you involved and get your team together to help raise money to fight breast cancer. Erica Cruz from Making Strides of Greater Hartford, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for listening today to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH.